Okay, so we start with homage to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.
Can I ask a Pali question unrelated to this text quickly?
Yeah.
I was curious about sal, ayatana, and versus cha, and why it's sal. I looked it up and it said it was like more Sanskrit version or Vedic.
Yeah, I don't know actually.
Oh, okay.
I must have known, but it was the kind of question that would have occurred to me. But it probably occurred to me back when I was beginning to read Pali texts back in 1973.
So. Oh, okay.
But Salayatana, it's a compound, or it's a singular plural. You know, it's a plurality of items which are grouped into one. So it's Salayatanang. You know, it's a neuter singular, but it includes six. Maybe that's the explanation. But one would have to look up. He's saying the sound is very low. How are the others with sound? Bowie? It's okay. Kim? Mingjia, how is the sound?
Sunday is pretty noisy.
Pretty noisy. Okay, I'll ask the others to, after this questionnaire, to turn off their, to mute their microphones. Aya Santusika? She went to get some. June, how is the sound?
The sound is very clear, Sunday.
Okay. Venerable Satchinanda, how is the sound?
A little bit noisy.
Okay. People online, mute your microphones. Okay, now the sound has gone down. Is it better now?
Yes,
Venerable. Okay. Okay, so we are coming into the, what do you call this, the home drive?
Home stretch.
Home stretch. Okay, so we're now on page 165, and this is a story from Rasavahini. The little story. Do you have this story in the Chinese tradition? It's called Adina Pubhako, one who never gave, the Brahmin who never gave before. He has a son, and then his son dies because he's so stingy that he doesn't want to pay for a doctor to cure his son. Okay, anyway, we'll read it. Okay. Savatiyang.
Savatiyang.
Adina Pubhako Nama Brahmano Ahosi.
Adina Pubhako Nama Brahmano Ahosi.
Okay, so Savatiyang is the locative case. In Savati, then the verb is Ahosi. There was a Brahmin who was named Adina Pubhako. This is a kind of nickname. Adina means not given, and the word Pubha means previously, earlier, before. So Adina Pubhako means one who has not given earlier. One who never gives anything. Tena kasachi kinchi. Na dina pubang.
Na dina pubang.
So this explains his name. So, and notice the construction here. Tena is by him. The instrumental. Then we have kasachi. Kasachi is the dative pronoun, which means to anyone. And kinchi is the pronoun which means anything. So kasachi to anyone, kinchi is anything. Then na, of course, is negation. And dina is given, and puba means before, previously. So notice the construction. It's a kind of passive construction where the agent is in the instrumental case and the actual action is indicated by dina pubang. So by him, to anyone, something not previously given. So that's a word-for-word translation. But in ordinary, to make it sound like normal English, we have to put it in a more active voice. We would say, he had never given anything, he had never previously given anything to anyone. Is this for me?
Yes, yeah. Okay.
Okay, then continue. Tassa e kova puto ahosi.
Tassa e kova puto ahosi.
Pio manapo.
Pio manapo.
So tassa is of him. Eko eva. That means eko is one and va means eva, only. In other words, he had only one son. Pio is dear or beloved, and manapo, almost the same meaning. So we could say dear and beloved. So he had, literally for him, there was just one son, dear and beloved. But in ordinary English, we would say he had only one son who was dear and beloved. Okay. Next sentence is a little funny. Okay. Brahmano. Putasa pilandanang datu kamo.
Putasa pilandanang datu kamo.
Sache suvana karasa achikisami.
Sache suvana karasa achikisami.
Vetanang databang bhavisati iti.
Vetanang databang bhavisati.
Okay, so then we'll do the whole sentence. Sayameva.
Sayameva.
Suvanang kotetva.
Suvanang kotetva.
Matani kundalani katva.
Matani kundalani katva.
Adasi.
Adasi.
Tenasa.
Tenasa.
Puto.
Puto.
Mata kundaliti panyayi.
Mata kundaliti panyayi.
Okay, so going back. So Brahmano putasa pilandanang datu kamo. So the, and notice the construction here. We take Brahmano datu kamo. Now, datu kamo means, it's a compound meaning wishing to give. And it's constructed by taking the infinitive of the verb I know we had this in earlier lessons, but I'll repeat it. So we take the infinitive of the verb meaning to give, datung, plus kamo. Kamo means desire. Okay, and then to convey the idea of one who desires to give, we drop the M and we join these into a compound. And then this compound functions like an adjective describing the subject, in this case, the Brahman. So the Brahman wanted to give pilandana. Pilandana means earrings, I think. The dictionary just gives ornament.
Would kamo be also desire? No.
Well,
desire to give or no?
Well, the word kama means desire, but this is taking the word kama, meaning desire, joining it to the infinitive and dropping the ung from the infinitive. Then it becomes, the compound becomes an adjective describing the subject, one who desires to give. So in this case, the Brahman desired to give an ornament to his son, but he thought... This is what his thought. Such a suvanakarasa achikisami. Suvanakara means the gold worker, the goldsmith. Achikati means to inform, to report, to explain. So he's saying that if I inform the goldsmith, if I tell the goldsmith I want to make an ornament for my son, vetanung databung, then some wages have to be given or some payment has to be made, because the goldsmith is not going to do it for free, so he'll have to make a payment. So vetanung databung, notice databung pavisati. Here we have databung is the optative particle, or also called, what do they call it, future passive participle. And it's being used with the future verb bhavisati, indicating that something must be done. This was explained in the lesson. In this case, wages or some payment will have to be given. And so this Brahman, he doesn't want to spend any money. So he doesn't want to pay for the goldsmith to make the wages, to the goldsmith to make the earrings for his son. So sayam eva suvanang kotetva. So having, kotetva is having beaten the gold. Sayam means oneself or himself. And then the eva is just for emphasis. Koteti means to strike, to hit, to beat. So he beat, he got some gold. Of course, he probably had to pay for the gold, unless maybe he had it in his treasury. So he beat the gold himself, and matani kundalani katva. Actually, kundala, that is the earring. So having made polished earrings, mutta is polished. Do you know polish? English word? Chinese? English word? Yeah. What is the Chinese word?
Cha liang.
Cha liang.
Cha liang.
Mm-hmm. So having polished the gold and made earrings, then adasi. Adasi is what kind of word? Right. Yeah, it's the aorist or past tense of the verb didati, to give. So he gave. So having polished, having made polished earrings, he gave. He gave the earrings to his son. So then we have Tain asa puto mata kundali ti panyai. So taina here is instrumental case, but it takes on the meaning of not by him, but therefore, one of the meanings of taina. Taina could mean by him, but also by that, or because of that. In other words, for that reason, or therefore. So therefore, Asaputo, his son, then Panyai, yeah, this is based on the verb, you have it on page 167, panyayati. Panyayati is actually, it's a passive form based on the root nya. What does the root nya mean?
Know.
Yeah, to know. And from this we get the active verb. Janati. One knows. But if we make it passive, then the passive form would be Nyayati. Is known. And then in this case we just have the prefix p, and that causes the letter nya to be doubled, duplicated. So panyayati means is known, is understood. It could mean to be understood, to be known, to be become clear, to become evident. But in relation to a name, it means to be known by a particular name. And so, Tain asa puto mata kundali ti panyai. So therefore, his son was known as Mata Kundali, one who has polished earrings. And Panyayi is just the aorist form of Panyayati. Any questions so far?
Pante, would you please explain again the ta taba, ta tabang? This is the must be given.
Oh, databang. Yeah.
How?
Databang means must, should be given, must be given.
What is the grammar?
The grammar?
Yeah.
What grammatical form?
Yeah.
This is called, there are different names for it. Sometimes it's called future passive participle.
Yeah.
I think this book calls it the future passive participle. Yeah, this book calls it future participle. Some grammarians call it the optative participle. And there's another word for it which some grammarians use. The gerundive.
I found it according to another books, the potential participle.
Also potential participle. Optative participle, potential participle, future passive participle. Gerundive. Did you ever hear the word gerundive before? You did?
Yes. You actually used it sometimes.
Oh, I used it. Okay, and in this case, this participle is being used with the future verb bhavisati to emphasize the sense that something, that it must be done.
Oh.
It makes it more definite. So, vaitanang datapang bhavisati, some payment will have to be given, must be given. Any other questions? Okay, so let's go on now to the rather sad part of the story. Okay. Tassa solasa vasakale.
Tassa solasa vasakale.
Pandurogo udapadi.
Pandurogo udapadi.
So tassa means for him or to him, referring to the boy. Solasa means 16. And vasa is years. Kale means at the time. So this is the time when the boy was 16 years old. Shilio sway. Right?
Yeah. Good.
Pandurogo. Literally, it means the yellow sickness. And I think it's referring to hepatitis or jaundice. Are hepatitis and jaundice the same thing?
No.
Jaundice would have yellow skin.
Yeah, it's probably jaundice. Let's see what the glossary says. Yeah, the dictionary has jaundice. Okay, so at the age of 16, the jaundice arose. In other words, he contracted jaundice. And the verb udapadi, can anybody explain udapadi?
Udapajati.
Can anybody else?
No,
I think Suki was on the right track. I heard her say.
Upajati.
Yeah, it's from It's the aorist of upajati. But why does it take on such a strange form, udapadi?
If there's tongue, it switches up.
What? The letters switch order?
The front and back switchy case.
Okay.
Instead of...
Do you agree with this?
The front and back switch.
the round table
the front
discussion.
And back switch.
No. Carolyn?
I don't know.
Stephen?
Maybe it has to do with A, augment.
Right. Okay,
the
very
A
good.
Gets strengthened.
Yeah, you see, upajati is actually, I think in Sanskrit it would be upajate. Okay, so now to form the aorist, in this case, we're slipping the A augment between the prefix up, which is originally ut, and the p. from, we have ut plus a, plus this is padi, is the particular form of auris, the auris stem that it takes. But ut followed by the a is a bit harsh, so it turns into an ud. It becomes Uddapadi. We're going to get this a lot in the Dhamma Chakra Pavattana Sutta, so you'll get accustomed to it. So in other words, when, putting it all together, when the boy was 16 years old, he acquired or contracted jaundice.
Pante, Kale is in the locative?
Excuse me?
The Solasa Vasa Kale?
Kale is locative, yeah. At the time.
In his 16th year?
You could say in his 16th year. Literally, it's in at the time of 16 years. Okay, so Brahmano Vait. Okay, Brahmano Vejanang Santikang Gantva.
Brahmano Vejanang Santikang Gantva.
Tumhe Asuka Rogasa. King Besajang Karotati Puchi.
King Besajang Karotati Puchi.
And we'll just take the next sentence. Te Asa.
Te Asa.
Yangva Tangva.
Yangva Tangva.
Ruka Taja Ding Achi Kingsu. Okay, so Brahmano Vejanang Santikang Gantva. So the Brahman have, actually it, I think it should be Agantva, no, Gantva, I'm sorry. The Brahman having gone, Santikang is the presence, Veja is a doctor. And this is the genitive plural. So the Brahman having gone, literally, the Brahman having gone to the presence of doctors. But in normal English, we would say simply, the Brahman having gone to doctors. And then he would, we jump to the finite verb, puchi, at the end. He asked them, Tumhe Asuka Rogasa King Besajang Karota. So Tumhe is you, plural. Then you go to the verb Karota, make. Then King Besajang, what medicine? Then we have Asuka Rogasa. Asuka has the meaning of just such a, in English, such and such. You know, how to put this? So and so, such and such. I'm trying to think of the Chinese. Bowie, in Chinese, what do you say for such and such? Oh, that's it. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Shema. Yeah, so you see the Brahman, because he's a cheapskate, he doesn't call the doctor to come look at his son, but he just comes to the doctor and says, what medicine do you make for such and such a sickness? Asking about jaundice. Okay, te asa yangva tangva ruka tacha dinang achi kingsu. So te, they, that is the doctors, then go to the verb achi kingsu, informed, told. So they informed him, they told him Yangva Tangva Ruka Tacha Dinang. So Ruka is a tree, and Tacha, the word Tacha literally means skin, but Ruka Tacha is, what is the skin of a tree?
The bark.
Right. You know the word bark?
Bark.
Yeah. Nuts.
Dog.
That's busati, to bark. We had that with the Pacheka story of the Pacheka Buddha.
Yeah.
But this is the bark of a tree. And so in the Indian Ayurvedic system of medicine, they use herbs and tree bark and roots of... So Ruka touch, and then at the end, this is very important for reading, especially the commentaries, Adi, at the end of a word, functions, excuse me, just like the word, it's, wow, I got some phlegm in my throat. Just like the word et cetera in English. So they, that is the doctors, told him about this or that, the bark of trees, etc. They would, each doctor would mention the different types of herbs, herbal preparations that they use to treat jaundice. Okay, then continuing. So tongue aharitva besajang curry.
Besajang curry.
So means him or he, the Brahmin. Tongue aharitva, having brought that, in other words, having brought the bark or whatever, besajang curry, he made medicine. See, he wouldn't even go to a medicine shop to buy the medicine because he has to pay money. So he just collects the herbs himself and makes the medicine. Okay, continuing. Tata karontas eva tasa rogo balava ahosi.
Tata karontas eva tasa rogo balava ahosi.
Seems a little, I think it's grammatically... Something is wrong here. Anyway, tata karontas eva, tata means thus, karontasa is doing or making, and the eva is emphatic. So while he was doing thus, in other words, while the Brahmin was making the medicine, tasa rogo balava ahosi, his illness became strong. But the tassa is not the Brahmin. The tassa is the boy. So we have to understand, while the Brahmin was doing thus, that is, while the Brahmin was making the medicine, the boy's illness became strong. And you know the word balava, how do we explain balava? Carolyn? Oh, you should. Stephen?
Well, isn't it related to balavant?
Yeah, exactly. But what is balavant?
Group of nouns, the unt kind?
We take a regular noun, bala means strength or power, and then Vant, the ending means vant, is possessing. Or sometimes it's like the English suffix full. So power plus full is powerful. So bala plus vant is powerful. Or strong, from strength to strong. And then va is the nominative singular from vant. So while the Brahman was making the medicine.
So it's the same as Bhagava.
Yeah, Bhagava is from Bhagavant, one who possesses good fortune. Okay, so his illness became powerful. Okay, then continuing. Brahmano tasa dupalang bhavang nyatva.
Nyatva.
Ekang vejang pakosi.
Ekang vejang pakosi.
Okay, so the Brahman, then we go nyatva, having known, then tasa, his, that is the boy's, dubala bhavang. Dubala is also based on that same word, bala, which means power or strength, and dur is, literally it's bad strength, but it means weakness, the opposite of strength. Well, dubala means weak, and the bhava, oops, bhava means the state of being weak. So dubala is weak, dubala bhava, the state of being weak. And what is a simpler English word for the state of being weak?
Weakness.
Excellent. So the Brahman, having known his, the boy's, weakness, Ekang vejang pakosi. Pakosi means, pakosity is to call. So this is the aorist. Finally, he called a doctor to come and look at the boy. Okay, so this is the typical East Indian doctor. So tung o locate va.
So
ta o lo ke ta. Ha kang ki chang ati.
Ha kang ekang ki chang ati.
Anyang vejang pakosi va.
Anyang vejang pakosi va.
Ti ki cha pe hi ti.
Ti ki cha pe hi ti.
Vat va ni kami. Okay, so first, okay, the word so is referring to the doctor. He, then, o locate va, tongue. O locate is, do we get it the first time? No, I think we've had it before. O locate means to look at. And we have olokete. Now the O in Pali is often an abridgment of A-V-A, which we have in Sanskrit. So avalokete. Does that sound familiar to anybody?
Avalokiteshvara.
Yeah, avalokiteshvara is the Lord who looks down. So in this case, it's the doctor having looked, or having examined him, having examined the boy, then he says, Umhakung ekung kichung uti, umhakung, for us, as he's referring to himself, for me, ekung kichung, one duty uti there is. In other words, I have some other work to do. Because he can cure the boy, but he doesn't want to admit it, so he says, I have something else to do. Then he says, Anyang vejung pakositva, pakositva, having called another doctor, tiki cha pehi. Tiki cha pehi. This is a causative of. There's a verb tikichati, which means to cure, or to be cured, to become cured. And so to make this causative, in this case, what is done is to strengthen this vowel, and we put in, this would be the indicative of the causative form, ti ki cha piety, but the aya can be contracted to e, so ti ki cha piety means to cure. Tikichati is to be cured. Tikichapeti is to make cured, or to cure. But here the verb ends in tikichapehi. Why does it end in tikichapehi rather than tikichapeti? Yongxin? What is that? Carolyn? You should be able to know this. Suki?
Command, let him cure.
Right. It's imperative form. So, yeah. Well, actually, he's commanding the
call another different doctor.
Well, he's actually commanding the Brahmin to get him cured.
Get him cured.
To get the boy cured. So he's saying, call another doctor and get the boy cured. I think that's why it uses this, the causative in the form apeti or apehi, rather than tiki cheti would be, I guess, simply the doc. If you're commanding a doctor, you would say tiki chehi, you cure him. But the Brahmin doesn't know medicine, so the Brahmin has to call a doctor and command the doctor, the other doctor, to cure him.
But I'm wondering, this is a tiki chape, he is the second person, right? Second person.
It's the second person.
But if we translate as the get another physician to cure, this is a third person. Right?
No. You see, the doctor is telling the Brahmin, you call another doctor and get him to cure the boy. You know, so it's, in a way, it's an indirect, the Brahmin is curing the boy indirectly. The doctor isn't telling the Brahmin, you cure the boy, because the Brahmin isn't a doctor. But he's saying, you get another doctor and get him to cure the boy. Okay, so vatva nikami. So having said this, then the doctor left. Oh, it's a short form of the story. Oh, it leaves out a very beautiful part of the story. Maybe because they just want to have a short excerpt. But what happens is that just as the boy Matakundali is on his last hours, the Buddha comes to the Brahmin puts the boy out on the porch because he doesn't want people coming in to visit the boy, because then he has to entertain them, offer them refreshments, and he doesn't want to spend money on refreshments. So then the Buddha comes to see Matakundali and just out on the porch. And Matakundali, he's never known about the Buddha before, but he just looks up and he sees the Buddha sort of gives him the works, you know, lets out all of his radiant lights. And so Matakundali sees this and becomes filled with devotion and faith in the Buddha. And then immediately he passes away. And then as a result of his faith and trust in the Buddha, then he's reborn in heaven. Okay, so Brahmano tasa marana samayang nyatva.
Tasa marana samayang nyatva.
Oh, it has that part of the story. Okay. Nyatva. Imasa dasanataya.
Imasa dasanataya.
Agata agata.
Agata agata.
Anto gehe.
Anto gehe.
Sapateyang pasi santi. Tasma nung bahi kari samiti putang niharitva bahi alinde nipajapesi. Okay, so the Brahmin, then nyatasa marana samayang nyatva. So the Brahmin nyatva, having known, marana samayang means the time of death, tasa, of him for the boy. In other words, the Brahmin, having known that the time of death was coming near, having known that the boy was on the verge of death, then he thought, imasa dasanataya agata. So imasa is of him, dasanataya is what case?
Data?
Right. For the purpose of seeing, dasanataya. Dasana is seeing, and the ending ataya, the word atta means purpose, so this is dative, for the purpose of seeing of him. But in English we would say for the purpose of seeing him. Agata, this is, agata means come. And then here it's duplicated, agata. Plus agata. So you duplicate it. And it gives the sense of like everyone who has come, all of those who come. then anto gehe, that means within the house, sapateyang means something like the legacy. Let's see what meaning they give. The inheritance. Well, they just give the meaning wealth, but usually it's the wealth that, like, others can take possession of. So they will see the wealth in the house. So then he thinks, tasma nung bahi karisami. So tasma, therefore, bahi karisami, I will do outside nung him, the boy. In other words, the sense is, I will move him outside. I'll put him outside. He doesn't want people to come into the house and start looking around, and they would see, you know, like the cousins come and they see, this is what you were going to give to your son, but now he's dead, so, you know, change your will and put it in my name.
So like the inheritance.
Yeah. So they see, you know, all of the estate, and then they'll start nudging the Brahmin, saying, enroll me to get this. I want your big screen television set. I want that gold inlaid rocking chair. And those are very nice Tibetan tanka paintings on the wall.
It's so sad it's true.
Excuse me?
But so sad is it's the truth.
That's the way the minds work, yeah. Okay, so the Brahmin is aware of this, and so he thinks, tasma nung bahi karisami, I'll put him outside, his own son. And so, putang ni haritva bahi alinde nicha pesi. So, ni haritva means having removed Putang, his son. So having removed his son, then bahi is outside. Alinde is like a porch. They give the word veranda. Do you know this word, veranda?
Veranda.
It's a regular English word, though.
Yeah.
So they put him on the veranda. Nicha pesi means he had the boy lay down or put down. This is a causative form, because even though the Brahmin is very stingy, but in accordance with his status, he'll have some servants. So he has the servants put the boy outside on the veranda.
He's still alive, Bhante, in this time, or he's died and goes out?
In the full story, he's still alive. He's not yet a corpse. But, I don't know, it seems that they're getting this version of the story a little mixed up here. I think what they've done is skipped over some portions where the boy sees the Buddha and then gets reborn in heaven. Okay, so tasmin kalakate, you recite.
Tasmin kalakate.
Brahmano. Tasa sarirang japetva.
Tasa sarirang japetva.
Devasikang alahanang gantva.
Devasikang alahanang gantva.
Kahang eka putakate rodi. Yeah, so it seems like they've skipped the paragraph where the boy sees the Buddha just before his death, dies, and he's reborn in heaven. So it goes on to say, okay, tasman kala kate. So this is a locative absolute. When he died, that is, when the boy had died, the word kalakata literally means kala time, kata done. So when he had done his time. But in English, to do time has a different meaning. Why are you laughing?
It's hard
time.
You
went to jail.
Yeah, to go to jail, to stay in prison. But in Pali, to do one's time means to die. So when the boy had died, the Brahmin, tasa sarirang japetva, japeti means literally to cause to burn up. In other words, to cremate. Or in this case, it's the causative form, to have cremated. So when the Brahmin had the body cremated, then devasikang, this is an adverb based on the word devasa, which means day. So when we take the adjective, the adverb going with the word day in English, what would it be?
Daily.
Right. Daily. Or every day. So every day, alahanang gantva. Alahana is the burning ground, cremation ground. Gantva, having gone. So every day the Brahmin would go to the cremation ground, and then rodi means he cried. Kahang ekaputaka. Kahang means where. Like, where are you? Ekaputaka, my only son. Kahang ekaputaka. Where are you, my only son?
So he's feeling guilt at the end.
It's not so much guilt, but he's feeling grief. You could say he's overcome by grief.
He's the one that was reborn as a dog?
No, Brahma. Not at all. No,
no, the Brahma, and then the Buddha had said...
No, this isn't the same Brahma. Okay, then what happens is that, you see, Mata Kundali has been reborn in the Deva world, and he sees his father weeping for him, so he comes down to the human world with a different body so that his father doesn't recognize him, just as a young man maybe, and he stands in the cremation ground weeping for the moon, weeping, and then the father asks, why are you weeping? And then the young man replies, I'm weeping because I want to get the moon. And then the father explains to him, the Brahmin explains, but there's no point weeping for the moon because nobody can get the moon. And then the young man says, well, why are you standing here weeping? And then the Brahmin says, I'm weeping for my son who died. And then the young man says, there's no point weeping over the dead since by crying you're not going to get them to come back.
Samsara?
What?
Ekaputaka?
Yeah.
Samsara?
No, ekaputaka means
one,
eka is one, and puta is son, boy. Okay. So,
the only son.
Yeah, my only
son,
my one boy, my one son.
So, where is the full story?
It comes in the Dhammapada commentary. And probably the Rasa Vahini is based on the Dhammapada commentary. Probably it has the full story.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I found that the Rasavahini is included under other works in this Chattasangayana DVD.
Oh.
It might be under Singala Gunta.
You're recording also?
Yeah. Or maybe Pakina could. Yeah, here's the Rasavahini. Trying to find a simple word. Doesn't require accents. Oh, this is going to take.
You want to stop your recording and start it again, or?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm sure that I could get now. Okay, I'm not going to search for the Rasavahini, for the story in the Rasavahini. Let's take a break. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I should have asked for questions. Okay. I think Suki said first, then Bowie.
The Tata Karanta Seva.
Yeah.
Is it like a genitive absolute?
Yeah, this is a genitive absolute. This is why I was a little confused, because it's using the genitive absolute to refer to the Brahman, and then the Tassa after that is referring not to the Brahman, but to the boy. Okay. Bowie?
A question is about agatha. Could it be agatha plus gatha? Not the repetition of agatha. So it's agatha plus gatha only.
You mean come and gone? I don't think so. I think it means all those who came. Okay, any other questions? Are you understanding? You understand? Okay, let us take a 10-minute break.